Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The city of Alexandria has dropped criminal charges against five men who died with their cases still open. As we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, the five were pioneers of the civil rights movement, even though they're not widely known.
Right, this is a story by Patricia Sullivan, a reporter with the Washington Post. It's about a protest in Alexandria. It happened 80 years ago. The year was 1939, and the city of Alexandria had just opened a brand new library on Queen Street. The only thing is, they designated it as whites only. This new library was off limits to blacks. They were denied library cards. So a group of African Americans decided to stage a protest. So five men showed up and went to the desk and requested a library card, and each was denied. And once that happened, they each went to the shelves, took a book off, and sat down and began reading. A nice line in the story is Sullivan writes, "It was the quietest of protest."
In spite of that, police came and charged the men with disorderly conduct. And no one knows exactly where the process went from there, if indeed it went anywhere at all.
The library people realized that they couldn't find any record that the case was ever adjudicated. The men ever went to trial. So technically, the charges were still outstanding. And so a judge recently signed an order stating that the five men, William Evans, Edward Gaddis, Morris Morey, Clarence Strange, and Otto Tucker, charges were dismissed against them. City officials came, it was a standing room only, to mark this moment where these men who were unfairly charged, their names, they're all now long dead, cleared.
And that's how the city dealt with the situation in 2019. In 1939, of course, it was quite a different reaction.
Their response to this was, rather than to segregate, they opened a separate library for blacks only the next year.
In our next story, rising sea levels are changing the Chesapeake Bay in various ways. And David, this week brings yet another example.
Yeah, this story is by Celine Sanfelis. She's a reporter with the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland. And it's about an education center that the Chesapeake Bay Foundation has run for 40 years.
It's based in an old hunting lodge on Fox Island, which is near the Maryland border. But Fox Island isn't what it used to be.
For the last 40 years, they've used it to bring out children, to show them about fisheries, wetlands, water chemistry, and just what the Chesapeake Bay is all about. But sea level rise and erosion is destroying the protective salt marshes. Most of the island has disappeared. About 70% of the landmass has disappeared in the last 50 years, and it's just not a viable place anymore. The people who teach there talk of the magic of this island to really bring school kids from all around the region, as far away as Pennsylvania, to understand the Chesapeake Bay. And this is now going to be lost forever. A long tradition that began in the 70s is going to be no more.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.